He'll kill everyone who opens that chest. He'll suck them dry. Welcome to the Sunday Movie Marathon with me, Max.
And me, Chris.
Just us two today, is it not?
Yeah, Darcy's away, living it up.
Living the high life in Glasgow. Didn't invite us.
Nah.
Although, rude. I guess it's impossible to get tickets.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why not? She'll tell us all about it.
Yeah,
when she comes back.
Get her to record some reviews before she left, but I forgot. Mm. So I've asked her to send some over if she gets a second. But
yeah, you might hear like Arctic Monkeys in the background.
Yeah,
that'll
maybe.
Be fun. Yeah. Oh man. So with us in spirit, then.
Of course,
always.
You did watch the movies with us.
Yeah.
What a day that one. God damn it! Another classic marathon for y'all. The Mummy. Brendan Fraser's The Mummy. Not really got anything else to talk about other than these, so
no.
I guess we better hop right into
it. Yeah, we recorded the last episode literally like a few days ago, so.
Yeah, we're really churning them out.
Yeah.
That's it. No more for a while.
Back to the normal schedule.
Yeah, regularly scheduled. Of course, it's still like an ongoing thing because the next episode is the show episode, so still got to watch the show. You watched any more of that yet?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm like halfway through, but it feels like it's already ended.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what happens at the end.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when I watched it back in the day, I felt halfway through, there's like this big moment that happens where it feels like it ends, and I felt it dropped off after that. So
yeah,
be interested to see how it holds up now.
We'll see. Yeah, I think I've gotten like, we're talking about Glee, but yeah, I'll save my thoughts for later. But yeah, I do feel like it's like they've wrapped it all up and now it's just like another half of a season to go. So I wonder what they'll do with that. Stay tuned to find out more.
Yeah, we've both got a week off starting next week, so I think we're just going to binge it while you're in Italy.
It's a bingeable one. Yeah. Well, while I'm away. That's next week. God damn it, it is next week. Oh, God. I got a bag from my nan. The only one who helped me. I tried to ask my mum for like a cabin bag, and she was like, no, I need it. And she already offered me like a bag. She said, would you want my bag? And I was like, sure, I'll have it. And then like a week later, I said, you have that bag? She was like, no, it's my bag. I need it.
Sounds about right.
Thanks, mum. Yeah, that'll be fun. I just started watching Taken just before I came here. And that's all about like a girl who goes on holiday and gets abducted. So I'm like, woo. Can't wait for the Albanians to take me. But before the Albanians take me, we got some movies to discuss. The last of the podcast before I get taken away.
Yeah.
To Albania. The Mummy trilogy featuring Brendan Fraser, Rachel Weisz, and some other guys. These came out, 1999? Yeah. The beginning of the millennium. And then I hadn't watched any of these before, so I was so excited. But I think I had avoided them because they didn't really appeal to me.
Yeah, that's fair. For me, they were like inescapable because like my dad loved them and they showed them on ITV2 like every single Sunday for years. So
ITV2 really milking the mummy.
Yeah.
Great. Well, should we dive into it then?
Yeah, sure. So the first one, The Mummy from 1999, directed by Stephen Sommers. I think it's technically like a remake, or at least it's like a retelling of like the classic mummy story that Universal did like in the 30s.
Yeah.
Where that was like a horror movie. This is just a straight up action movie. It's got Brendan Fraser in it. And it's about him, Rachel Weisz, and John Hannah going to ancient Egypt to find some shit.
Mm.
And while they're there, they accidentally bring back the high priest Imhotep, who is a mummy who starts killing people Hellraiser style and stealing their body parts.
Yeah, he does do that. Yeah. He's like a white guy, though.
Yeah.
Why is he white? What the fuck? I mean, the guy, I forget what his name is. I think he's from South Africa. I'm like, why couldn't you just got like an Egyptian guy? But whatever. I mean, there's so much wrong with this movie. that's the hill you die on. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Brendan Fraser movies recently.
Yeah.
And lots of them are not good.
Nah, I think that's the thing. He was like always very charming, always put in a good performance, but he didn't pick the best movies.
No. This is all right. This is pretty good.
I like this movie.
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's like what you want from like an action adventure type of thing where Brendan Fraser goes to Egypt with Rachel Weisz. I hear this is a lot of people's like sexual awakening. I hear on the internet a lot, they fawn over this movie. I get it. You know, these are sexy people.
That they are.
They're going to a hot place and they're sweating a lot and doing some crazy stuff. But, you know, if that's, you know, that's fair enough. I like the movie for that. If not for anything else.
Yeah. It's a pretty goofy action adventure blockbuster. It's not really much more to it than that. It's not really like a complex movie or anything. It's just kind of like corny fun.
Yeah, we were talking about Lethal Weapon last week. It's sort of like that. You just sort of put it on. It is kind of dumb fun. In that way, it's quite like one of those movies you just watch from the background. I can see why they put it on ITV2.
Yeah.
And you just sort of watch it in the background. It's sort of that kind of movie. It's got a fair bit going for it, I'd say. Certainly more than like the last two. And I haven't seen that Tom Cruise one. But I don't really want to. I don't want to see that one. I heard it was terrible. But, you know, they do a lot with, like the adventure side of it, which is, like, it's not, like, a straight action movie. It's more like you get into the world of it, which is sort of what you want. It wasted a couple of hours for me, so I wasn't, like, really bored a lot of the time. It goes at quite a breakneck pace. You were complaining about the length, though.
Yeah, it's a bit too long.
It's a bit. It could have cut the fat ever so often.
Yeah, it could have been like an hour, half hour, 40 maybe.
Yeah, it feels like the perfect sort of thing for that. Like an hour and 30 minute long romp with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can't all be perfect. He has like a weird voice. he's got one of those like, he was like the stud of the day back in the day before he went into Art House. Like the whale. But, you know. He's got like a really fucking, his voice was like, Jesus Christ.
It's a very interesting one.
Yeah. Every time he like yelled, he yelled like this, and he'd be like, ah! And I'm like, oh my God, does that not hurt?
Yeah, it does sound like he's always struggling to speak.
It does. Yeah, but he makes up for it with his debonair, dashing good looks.
Yeah.
And the fact that he knows about mummies.
Yeah, that too. I think he just like, his performance in it, I think, is very charming. It's kind of what you want from like a leading guy in this sort of movie, like very charming, fun.
Yeah.
He just doesn't really have much of a personality except for kind of being there to be pretty, say some smart quips, and that's about it.
Yeah, sweep Rachel Weisz off her feet.
Yeah.
A bit. Why not? Hey, works for this movie. I think that's probably what holds the other movies down, is that he's there. It's not like Journey to the Center of the Earth tier, which is fucking terrible. That movie sucks.
Yeah, that one is bad.
I wondered why, like, this is such a contained narrative that I wondered at the end why they would bother to make more movies.
Yeah.
Or, like, how they would go about that. And in this bad guy that they've got to defeat, his arc is so plain and simple that how could you drag that out to my life? What are they going to do? Another mummy? But it's not another mummy in the other movie. It's the same mummy. No, he was just in the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was like, what are you going to do? He works for this movie, I think. Probably not so much in the other one. And the third one, they just completely derail it. But, you know, what did I say at the beginning? Yeah, I had this fucking line about that chest. He'll suck them dry. It's like, Jesus Christ. Was that when they were like on the train, they get locked up with the chest?
Yeah, I think so.
He'll kill everyone who opened the chest. He'll suck them dry. I'm like, boys, there are worse ways to go. Just accept it.
I do quite, although obviously he's not Egyptian, I do quite like Arnold Vosloo, I think his name is.
Yeah. It's definitely Vosloo, but yeah, he has the charisma for it.
Yeah, he does. I think he's got a very distinct look as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminded me of a younger version of my dad. I don't know. My dad, what are you doing? What are you doing in this movie with Brendan Fraser?
But I quite like him as a villain as well. Like, I really like that the intro where it like kind of shows his backstory, shows him in ancient Egypt.
Yeah,
I think that's probably my favorite bit of the movie. I think that whole section's really sick.
That is good. Yeah, I was like really enjoying it up until that point. When they sort of transition into now we're in 1920s. Brendan Fraser, although the introduction to Brendan Fraser pretty fucking cool. I thought,
yeah,
that was like some Lawrence of Arabia type shit when he's like defending the temple against like the Ukrainians or something.
Yeah,
that was awesome with all those horses there. I feel like they probably just did that, just got like a bunch of horses and had them charge Brendan Fraser.
Probably, yeah.
But that reminded me a lot of Lawrence of Arabia, how they would like have these grand set pieces. But it never felt, and that's sort of throughout. You know, it has some like weak CGI at times. Some of the CGI is fucking cool. Yeah. Some of the effects are so goddamn good. Like that tornado with the face.
Oh, yeah, that is
that's
fun.
Awesome. Anytime you turn it into a tornado, it's like, oh, God. But they clearly like went ham with it. They were like, clearly we're going to make this movie about mummies and Brendan Fraser's going to be in it. It's going to be awesome. And to an extent, I do think it has a lot to offer in that department. I think it's very fun. It just probably, it stumbles a bit with like the length of it. And I don't think they feel like they have more to say than they actually do.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, it reminds me a lot of the Uncharted games. I don't know if you ever played any of them, where you'll have like this really fun action set piece and then they'll like run into a temple and they'll start like, it'll get like basically grind to a halt as they're like exploring the mythology of this temple or something.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of that, where every once in a while they'll just slow things down completely.
Yeah, they'll just like sit by a fire and talk about bullshit. Talk about mummies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't want to see that. I want to see some mummy shit.
Yeah, it's like, although I got to respect how like in depth they go with it and how like clearly well written it is, I just think there was probably a better way of delivering that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially where the film like begins with this like incredible sequence that shows like the entire backstory as it goes on, where it gets much more into like show instead of telling. I think that's when it kind of loses me a little bit.
Yeah. They need to write a line between all this information about ancient Egypt that they clearly have. They clearly know a lot about it to be able to put so much of it into the movie. But it's like, it does write a line between like sometimes just watching horrible histories.
Yeah.
And like they're just telling you stuff and the rat comes up every so often and shows you a board with some information on it. So the points where they were like, they would stop the movie, honestly. Where they just sort of sat around, they literally just sat stock still and talked to each other. They were a bit more of the weaker elements of the movie for me. But everything in between that does have its perks, you know.
Yeah,
you got the mummy who comes out. He looks like fucking weird, man.
Yeah, he does
the disgusting stuff. But obviously, they're trying to make it look disgusting. I think that's fine for like the time in 1999. I think it actually looks pretty good, like the way he was animated and all that.
Yeah,
you know? Like. It doesn't really matter that the CGI was not the best in the world, because it's sort of trying to look disgusting at the same time.
Mm.
And then like what? Like this is the same year as bloody episode one, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they're almost there, clearly.
I think there's a lot more charm to the special effects in this than that.
Yeah.
But the CGI, because I think it helps to, there's a heavy usage of practical as well, so they're not over-relying on it. So they kind of blend it in quite well, so it's not so distracting.
Mm.
And I think it is, although there are a lot of moments where it is very heavily CGI done, I think they use it quite minimally for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't really bother me when, like, the bugs start crawling through people.
Yeah.
It does look like something out of Toy Story a bit, but it's not overly done.
No, and I think also it kind of fits the tone of the movie because it is quite a tongue-in-cheek, goofy movie. It's like very self-aware of what it is. So
yeah.
I think it kind of fits in line with that.
Yeah, I think so. I would not be opposed to watching it again either. If it was just on. But then, you know, I say if it's just on, but I can't do that anymore. I don't watch like TV in that way. I don't, that's something that sort of died out now. Oh, if it's on, I'll watch it. Nothing's ever on. You have to actually make the conscious decision to put it on. Otherwise, you're not going to watch anything.
If you arrive somewhere and they just happen to be watching it.
Mm-hmm. Do you worry that that's like gone away? That like you just like go to someone's house or whatever and something's on the TV, you're like, oh, that's how you like introduced to movies. Like if you hadn't been introduced to The Mummy when it was on ITV2, you can't do that now.
Yeah.
You're not going to go into someone's house and they've got ITV2 on and The Mummy's playing. That's a thing of the past. So I had that really upsets me.
Yeah, that like only ever happens when I go back to my parents' house and they've got normal TV.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't do that with like my nan's always asleep or just gardening. But yeah, I do think we were like sort of force-fed media at that age in a much more, well, a much less cynical way than we are now. Well, we actually have to search for it, or it has to turn up on our wheel of marathons.
Yeah.
That's our ITV2 now. It's just this whole format.
I think in some ways that's good. It means that we don't watch as much shit. We kind of get to choose what we actually spend our time with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, maybe we don't discover stuff that we would actually love that doesn't sound like our kind of thing.
Yeah, double-edged sword type of thing. Yeah. You like how they were saved by that cat who was just walking on the piano?
Yeah.
They really play up with that. They play that up so much with a cat and how they were like scared of cats, that they were like really revered as animals back in the day. That's how like you know they kind of know what they're on about. Everybody knows that they love cats, but I wouldn't have been like, I mean, he was scared of cats. Clearly, there's something there. I don't know. But he wasn't like full force until he ate a bunch of people. And that was awesome as well, with like all the effects when he like consumed a person and he like their skin just like flew onto him. Oh, it was gross.
It was so cool.
It was awesome. I also love that like the mask he had as well. It was like sort of like a Death Eater type of thing.
Yeah,
he would like go around with, and he like got that guy with no eyes. Oh, so much like stuff that's like so gross in here. I thought it would be like a 12.
Yeah, no, it's a 15 for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's any reason for it to be a 15.
I can't even remember any of the stuff they cut out when they showed it on TV.
No,
like, I feel like it must have been so minimal what they actually trimmed out.
Yeah, probably. I couldn't even imagine. I don't know. It's like that guy who gets the same guy gets his tongue eaten, his tongue chopped out.
Yeah.
But
I think it was just like stuff like that. Maybe they cut it a little bit earlier, but I can't remember.
Maybe. They show shit like that in bloody Avengers movies now, though. That's all over the show.
Yeah.
You can show however much violence you want in TV nowadays. Yeah, I think there's not loads to say on it because it is quite contained.
Yeah.
It's just sort of moments that you kind of remember from it. I will say it's probably the one I remember the most.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It has like a nice color palette to it. It is one that you sort of associate with the more like rich browns and yellows of it, more so than you do the others. I don't really remember all that much in terms of an aesthetic choice because they're kind of going all over the place.
Mm.
Maybe more the third movie I remember. I really don't remember the second one at all. I'm going to have such a hard time remembering that when we get to it. But yeah.
Apparently Brendan Fraser almost died when they were making this film. There's that scene where he gets hanged.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
like, I basically got hanged for real.
What?
And he
how
like...
How did that happen?
I don't know. He like, apparently he just completely stopped breathing and had to be resuscitated.
What? I can't hang him for real.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up.
This isn't the fucking Twilight Zone. Yeah. What the fuck? This apparently, is 1999.
Yeah, apparently there were loads of like problems with like snakes and spiders and shit, and multiple crew members kept getting bitten, having to be airlifted out as well.
Oh my God. That's mad.
Yeah, I know.
You they actually do it
this
in Egypt
shit now.
No.
Yeah. No, they didn't do it in Egypt. They did it somewhere else. I think I read there was a reason why they didn't do it there. I think it was like constant sandstorms or something like that. Or there was a political thing. I can't remember, but they still like filmed it in the desert.
Yeah, well, you can tell. Yeah, that's fucked up. Jesus Christ. I was like, damn, that looks so real.
Yeah.
When he's being hanged. I'm like, oh, because it is real. That was like such a... That was a really good scene as well. Now I know why. And you gotta love that line. If I knew any line from this movie, it was any last requests? Yeah, loosen the rope and let me go. Fucking sick, man. He's like, of course we don't let him go. Omid Jalali, who's in here?
Oh yeah,
he's a comedian.
He's all right now.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He gets bugged. He gets debugged.
Yeah, that's like one of the coolest bits in the movie. Freaked me out as a kid. I was terrified of that scene.
Yeah, yeah. Effective use of CGI that doesn't look amazing, but you know, it gives the impression of being like, ugh. They use that a lot over the series, actually. It's like bugs crawling into people and using that same effect. It's it loses its charm after a little while.
Yeah, I think they do it like two or three times in this one, and that's kind of like the perfect amount.
Yeah. After that, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I felt like the one bug was very effective, but when they like somebody got tossed into a pile of bugs and then all the bugs came in on over them, I was like, oh, well, whatever. I don't really mind. That doesn't really get to me as much as like the creeping nature of just the one going into Omid Jalali and into his face and his skull. Ugh, disgusting. Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah,
just ran into a wall, just died immediately. God.
Poor guy.
Yeah. You can tell it was like, it felt painful when it happened. Imagine, like, I don't know if they even got him to just run into a wall. Who knows? They're doing a bunch of shit in this movie, apparently. Going to kill Brendan Fraser, for real. Strong neck, clearly.
Yeah.
One of the strongest necks in Hollywood.
That's what he should have won the Oscar for.
We should do the Oscars. We'll make up the categories.
The best strongest donkey, neck.
Strongest neck.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Best use of Brendan Fraser in a movie. This is one of his better ones, you think?
Yeah, I really like him in this one.
Mm-hmm. He has the charisma, he has what you want from a Brendan Fraser movie magic, baby. It's not like a George of the Jungle. It's
no,
which is just that's something else. I wouldn't recommend that. But this one,
no, that one sucks.
Yeah, if you're looking for a fun time, pop on The Mummy. This is a good movie. I was going to say these are good movies. This is a good movie.
Yeah, it's just harmless, dumb fun. I think kind of what you want on a Sunday afternoon when you got ITV on.
Yeah, everybody, pop ITV2 on. Just go for it.
When your dad's making a roast dinner, every once in a while, come in to see what's going on.
Oh, man. Those were the days.
Yeah.
Those were the days. Oh, man. You're going to make me cry. Cry for the old nostalgia days.
Oh, dear.
And don't get that anymore. Don't get any of that anymore. It was a relic of its time, just like The Mummy is a relic of its time.
I think it really is like a real product of its time.
Mm-hmm. Positively.
Yeah. But I get a lot of nostalgia from it because it is a movie that I kind of grew up watching quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But even just a lot of movies from this sort of time, of its style.
Yeah, it is one of those, I think. And you can tell, because a lot of people, I think, grew up with it. And I have seen a lot over, just like the internet, seeing people be like, oh, Brendan Fraser is in this one. And it's awesome. I love Brendan Fraser in this movie. Rachel Weisz is so goddamn attractive in this movie. And it's like, yeah, they're really pretty people doing a good movie. It's like what you want from a 1999 romp.
Yeah.
Why not? He just goes into that room, throws a chair at Benny.
You know, that was great.
Family fun. It's what you want.
Cool.
Oh, my God. You love that line where she's like, who says this? She's like, my father loved Egypt so much, he married an Egyptian woman. Okay. So many good lines. Goodbye, Benny. Says that so much. Oh, man. Yeah, good stuff. And I like the everything exploding at the end. That looked great.
That was fun.
Why not?
Oh,
The Mummy, 1999. What are we going to rate this one out of?
Egyptians.
Cool. You got your turn, Egyptians. We'll rate this out of you.
Yeah, like I said, just a dumb, fun romp. Nothing too crazy, nothing too deep or anything. It's just a good, mindless bit of fun. Sometimes that's all you need. I give it 7 Egyptians out of 10.
Sometimes that is all you need. I had a good time with it. Thank you, Arnold Vosloo and Brendan, for that. 6 Egyptians out of 10. Brilliant. Are we going to give Darcy's ratings, or she'll give them when she says her thing?
If she says.
If she says it. Okay. It's very hard to transition into that, but okay.
If not, I'll put a text-to-speech generator saying her.
Oh, please do. Don't even ask her to do it now. Just put that in there instead.
Darcy rates this movie a 7 out of 10.
Cool. All right. 2 years later, Stephen Sommers made The Mummy Returns in 2001. This movie was unleashed onto the world. What is it about? Dwayne Johnson. He is here.
Yeah.
He is the Scorpion King. You may know him from such movies as Scorpion King. He plays an Egyptian man who is in the past. He dies. And the whole movie is not about him. It's about Arnold Vosloo who comes back and The Mummy Returns. Dwayne Johnson is there sometime. Maybe right at the end he'll come along and say, hello, I'm the Scorpion King. This is one where it's like a few years later, they have a child. Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz, they have a child. And he gets a Scorpion King bracelet when he goes to Egypt. And there's people... We want the Scorpion bracelet. They say, give me the Scorpion bracelet. We have to resurrect the Scorpion King. Right? Is that what they're trying to do?
Something like that. I thought they were trying to... The mummy was back.
Yeah.
Imhotep was back and he was trying to get his girlfriend back.
Yes. Yes. He... Because the cult resurrects him.
Yeah.
The cult of Imhotep.
And then he brings his girlfriend back and the movie goes on for like another hour doing something else.
Yeah, that's why I don't remember it.
Yeah.
There's one where they go to London, right?
Yeah.
And with the monkeys. What the fuck? What the fuck was up with those monkeys? Jesus. I don't know. This movie sucks. This is one of those that I thought, you know, the first movie ends and you're like, okay, that's fine. It's a nice movie. I'll go on with my day. Then we had to watch this one. And I'm like, what are they going to do? The mummy returns. What's going to happen? Oh, he returned. Okay. And that's it. That's just like he has to get his girlfriend back. Okay, brilliant. And then, yeah, as you say, they do that, and they do a bunch of other bullshit for the rest of the movie. I don't know. It's just, it's so, like, this is the one where it just gets boring.
Yeah, it's really dull.
It gets boring and nothing happens. And they don't even, like, want you to care about it, clearly. Because they can't even think of a plot that lasts for the duration of the movie they actually made.
No, it doesn't seem like anyone really cared with this one.
No. All of the plots are, like, the same as well.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy is coming and he will destroy the world. Brilliant. At least make it like a different guy. I don't know. I wanted more of The Rock. I knew it wasn't going to be good because The Rock was in it, but at least if he's in it, just make him like the main guy.
Yeah, you'd think. But they wanted to set up the Scorpion King.
Yeah, they wanted to set that up.
I guess so,
yeah.
I'm assuming that's why he's there. I don't know why else he would be there.
To be the guy in the... He was like the beginning of the thing. He was at the beginning of the movie. When you put some guy at the beginning of the movie, you're like, this movie's about this guy who's going to come into the equation at some point.
Yeah.
That's how you set up a villain. You know, like they do in the acclaimed movie Ant-Man and the Wasp and the Quantumania realm. That's what they do in that. And you're like, oh, that's the guy. But when there's a guy in this movie and he's a Rock, I feel like there's certain expectation.
Yeah.
This is the man from Southland Tales. You want to see him do some scorpion stuff.
This was his first movie.
Was it legit?
Yeah.
Oh my God, maybe that's why. No faith in him. No faith that he was going to do numbers.
Yeah, at the time he was still a wrestler. It was like his first big movie.
Everyone goes, oh, I know Dwayne Johnson. He's the Rock from wrestling. Now I have to go see this, the Mummy Returns because he's in it. Imagine how disappointed those wrestling fans were.
It's all right. They got the Scorpion King the following year.
Yeah, when are we going to get those movies on the marathon?
All five of them.
Oh, God.
He's only in the first one. I think all the other ones were like direct-to-DVD sequels that came out like a decade later.
A decade? My God. What was he doing a decade later? He could have done it. He couldn't have come back.
Nah, he was doing Rampage or whatever that one was.
He was doing Rampage. Oh, I can't be in your movie about Scorpion King. I have to be in the monkey movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dear.
I think this movie is basically just a copy of the first film, but just a lot duller.
Yeah.
Where the first film, I think, had like some really fun, like well choreographed and put together action set pieces, kind of put together with all these like boring scenes of exposition in between. I think it kind of feels almost like the other way around, where the exposition's like the big part of the movie and every once in a while you get a action set piece. But even then, I don't think any of them are really that fun.
None of them are fun.
No.
None of them are
like
fun.
The one on the bus towards the beginning, that was all right.
It was fine. I remember it. I don't know if I would say it was all right. I just remember it. I don't really remember the action set pieces of this film. They're just not, I don't think they cared enough to make them memorable.
No.
You know, you get the mummy back. He can use the force now for some reason. I don't think he could do it in the last one. He could turn into a tornado and that was cool. That was cool as hell when he turned into a bunch of sand. But in this one, it's just like, I don't know, maybe he can use the force. He just like chucks a bunch of people around for some reason. Okay. I get it. I was in a mindset in the first movie. I was like, whoa, these bitches can do magic. That's a bit unrealistic. I don't know about
it. Yeah.
But, you know, I'll suspend my disbelief enough that they can do a bit of magic. But when he can do like even more magic in this, I'm like, okay, why didn't he just do that in the first one? Like, why does he need to use the force?
Yeah.
He lifts two guys into the air. He lifts that child into the air. I'm like, why? I guess they were like trying to, oh yeah, you know what came out the year that our last one came out was The Phantom Menace. Why don't we use the force? I bet that's what it was.
Yeah, maybe. Was.
Oh dear. Something that also confused me about this was like how Rachel Weisz was in the past and they kept cutting back to the past to show her as Nefertiti. And was like, Where? Why was she in the past as well? What the hell is happening here? And they go about handling this. Like, there's nothing in this movie that makes all that much sense. They just kind of want to hop from one thing to the next, stitch it together with some haphazard explanations. She's like, oh yeah, I guess like in a previous life, I was this girl in ancient Egypt. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean? You're English. What do you mean you were Nefertiti in a previous life? What is that? What are you talking about? They don't care about showing like any Egyptians. I don't think there are any Egyptians in these movies. Why not? Just go and get some Egyptians. Why? Or I guess like if there was like something to do with like the politics or of the time, I don't know. I don't know. What was happening in Egypt in 2001? I'm sure they could have got some geezers in, blown some guys in.
Yeah, maybe.
From Egypt. But yeah, she was like, oh, man. Yeah, I was Nefertiti in a previous life. And we see this, like, really lame-ass scene where she fights the guy's girlfriend from the path. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
That was, like, at the past the halfway mark, where anything goes. And they could do exactly whatever the hell they wanted. And there's no hold barred. Like, they didn't care how much of your time they were wasting. Just, I don't know. We're in a scene where Rachel Weisz fights the Egyptian girl for some fucking reason. Jesus Christ. Like, that's it. That's just, I don't know, pile more shit onto it. And how long is this goddamn movie? Fucking,
it's like 2 hours, 2 minutes.
2 hours and 10 minutes. They could have been done. They could have been done. They just have to...
It could have been done, like, half of that.
Yeah, I mean, they could have been done in before this movie even began. But, yeah. You know, if they have to make the movie, whatever. You know, they got to put in like a bunch of like, oh, here's some like mummified monkeys. I mean, that was pretty sick. The mummified monkeys, I'll give it to them.
Yeah, that was all right.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. You know, I'm like, what the fuck are they? Who are those children? When they were going through the woods. I don't know. And all that, like, oh man. When they were just like going through the woods. And I don't know if they were like following. Sometimes the cult was following them. Sometimes they were following the cult. And I just never really understood what the fuck they were trying to say with it. It's just...
I don't think they were really trying to say anything.
No, we've just got to get to the temple where Dwayne Johnson is resurrected as the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
In a mound of CGI that looks unbelievably disgusting.
Yeah, some of the worst CGI in any movie, I think.
I've even seen that as like a still image or whatever. And I still wasn't prepared for what came on the screen. It was disgusting.
I think the studio like told like the effects team, you need to get this movie done by this date. And they were like, we can't do it. Can you give us an extra year? And they were like, no, absolutely not. You need to do it for this, like, this date. And I think out of pettiness, the like animation team just didn't try at that point and just rushed it and made it as intentionally shit as they could.
Good for them, honestly. That's always the case.
Yeah.
That's always the case with these... CG artists and these VFX artists just don't give them enough time. They rush a bunch of shit out. And everybody complains that the VFX suck at the end. And they're like, oh, what do you want? Like, we rushed the people who were making it. We didn't give them enough time. Like, it's not our fault that they couldn't work fast enough. But it's like, yeah, if you just... That's a sign of, like, I just don't think they cared.
No.
A sign of, like, people who are making a movie just for the sake of making a movie and trying to make money. When you watch something that is this poorly rendered... this poorly done, you know, they're cutting corners and you know, they're trying to just pump something out. So where you find movies with no passion in them. There's no passion in this movie. There's at least a bit in the first movie. You felt like they cared about telling the story or being in that world or creating that world. But this is just like, it's a paycheck and they have to, they're like, well, I just watched, that first one did really well. We'll just put it, get Brendan Fraser back, get Rachel Weisz back and put some monkeys in it. And we'll just break in a bunch of money.
Yeah.
How much money did this make? I bet it's loads.
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
I think they greenlit this one the day the first movie came out. I think I read that Universal like called Stephen Sommers like the evening it had come out and was just like, we need another one.
Jesus. God. Imagine me and Stephen Sommers. You'd be like, fuck yes. Thank God. Yeah. A lot of money.
Yeah.
$98 million budget. This isn't, I don't think this is adjusting for inflation, or it might be. This is just what it says on Wikipedia. From a $98 million budget, they rate in $435 million.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That is quite a lot.
It was a big hit.
Mm, yeah. How much did that new one make? I gotta look this up now. The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
I think that was a huge flop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants to see these kinds of movies anymore.
No.
These are all signs of the times. And I don't think... And Dr. Henry Jekyll, what the fuck? I don't think the studios really understand that these are not going to make money anymore. They existed in the time that they came out for a reason because there was like a demand for it.
Yeah.
But no, Lionsgate Plus, what the fuck is that? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think with the new Mummy, they were like trying to bring back the Universal monsters.
Yes.
So like every like few years they'd be like, right, we're doing a new monster cinematic universe and then they'd make a movie, it would flop and they'd be like, oh no, this isn't it.
Yeah.
The next one, that's it. And I think with the Mummy, they were just like, nah, fuck it, we're not doing it anymore because it was such a huge flop.
Yeah, I think I heard that they just tried to set up too much in that movie and instead of
yeah
trying to tell a cohesive story. Jesus, yeah, really not loads. Budget about 195 million. It took in 410 million, which yeah. I assume is not what they wanted.
No, and I don't think the budget accounts for like how much they spent on marketing and shit as well. So they could have easily spent over what they actually raked in for it.
Oh God, yeah. Imagine all the billboards with Tom Cruise on it.
Yeah.
Just the amount they had to pay Tom Cruise in it. That's probably half the budget gone just on him.
Oh man.
Okay. I don't really have all that much to say on The Mummy Returns.
The kid's really annoying.
Kid is fucking
annoying. The kid so much.
So I just, yeah, it's like, you know, immediately, like, oh, yeah. There's a kid here. Great.
It wouldn't be too bad if the kid could actually act, but he's so bad in it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I should give him the benefit of the doubt because he is a kid. He probably wasn't given the best direction either, but doesn't make it pleasurable to watch.
No, it doesn't. It does not. No, not at all. It's just, these are never, I mean, you know, immediately, it's not going to be very good. If he was the like really good, you'd be like, that's a bit weird. That he's really good in this terrible yeah. movie that I clearly didn't care about. But I hope he had fun. Why not? Hope he got to meet The Rock.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody met The Rock when they were doing this? Because he's not doing that stuff at the end, is he? Or is he there, you think? Do you think they like mo-capped him?
Possibly.
Possible. That'd be interesting to sort of look up, see if he was like running around in a mo-cap suit.
I don't know how far along mo-cap was back then.
No, probably not that. Probably not that good. But yeah, I was just thinking, where the fuck is The Rock the whole time? I was like, where's The Rock? Where is he?
Yeah.
Come on.
I thought he was in it a lot more than he actually was.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen this one before as well, like a few times as a kid, but I haven't seen it since then, so I didn't really remember it at all.
No, yeah. He's in the poster.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's one of the heads. One of the heads in the poster. I want him to be there more. Because, you know, if I'm going to watch a movie with The Rock in it, I don't care that it's not very good. That's why I'm gone into it.
Yeah.
But I would like to have seen him a bit more.
Yeah, his intro isn't actually that bad, to be fair. Mm. That's all right.
No, it's all right. Yeah, why not? Thanks, Rock. Thanks, Dwayne. Did you like when they killed Rachel Weisz?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, then Brendan Fraser took like 5 minutes to run to her. You're like, no, you've been stabbed. Oh, my wife. And I thought, oh, man, that pissed me off. No, don't die. You're so sexy. But I was like, what's the point? What's the point? Like the mummy's girlfriend, she just like walks up to her, stabs her with a knife and walks away. I'm like, that's so unceremonious.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you bother? What's the point? And she was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. No. You're like, no, they're going to save her. And she just dies anyway. Then they're like, well, we can't have that. What's a spell to bring Rachel Weisz back from the dead? Oh God. And that happens 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
It was like that scene in fucking, The Rise of Skywalker, where they kill Chewbacca, and then 2 seconds later, he comes back. It was exactly like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't care. Her brother was like so everybody was like really unfazed by it, but like especially her brother, he's like, sister's dead. What are you going to do about it, eh? And then he like faces off against the mummy's girlfriend, and he says, it's time someone taught you a lesson, wench. This is for my sister. I was like, dude, he's so goofy. There's nothing that he was like a comic relief character. There's nothing that he can do to imbue a scene with any sort of drama. There's nothing to him with that in it. So when you put him against something, a scene that's supposed to have a lot of weight, it falls on its face completely. Yeah. You can't go up against the mummy's girlfriend and like actually fight her and have it feel weighty. Because there's just nothing to that character that they've set up that he takes anything seriously whatsoever. And especially he didn't shed a tear when his sister died. He just didn't care at all. But even Brendan Fraser, I don't think cared all that much.
No.
He didn't feel like he cared. They were just like, oh, is mummy going to die? And he's like, no, don't worry about that. And she dies immediately. I'm like, okay, yeah, she's dead. Okay. Just bring her back with a spell. Just get her back. That's how we're going to do it. She should have just been dead.
Yeah.
Because they didn't bring her back for the last one.
Well, they bring back the character, but...
Yeah, but not Rachel Weisz.
No.
So fucking annoying. I don't have a lot more to say on this movie.
No, I think I've run out of things to say. It's not really anything to say about this one.
No, not really. It's not the best. But for what it's worth, I like that guy's Hawk. He was a good Hulk. And they got him for the movie. Why not?
Yeah.
And we'll rate this one out of, fuck it, The Rocks.
Okay. Pretty sure we've done that a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, huh? Okay. We weren't ready out of The Rocks.
Scorpion Kings.
Scorpion Kings, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this film sucks. It's just, like, really just, like, a pale copy of the first movie, but far duller. You can tell where, during the first one, everyone was having such a blast making it. With this one, it just kind of feels like a cash grab. You mm-hmm. don't feel any passion or love in it at all. Yeah, 3 Scorpion Kings out of 10.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. 3 Scorpion Kings out of 10. It is bad. I'd never want to watch this again. I appreciate very minute parts of it, but god damn it, put The Rock in it more. That's all I ask. I don't even want it to be good. I just ask that we get more of The Rock.
Darcy rates this movie a 3 out of 10.
Cool. The third movie. You want to introduce that one?
Yeah, sure. So the third one from 2008, so a bit of a gap, 6 years in there.
Yeah.
Directed by Rob Cohen this time, director of The Fast and the Furious.
Whoa, we're off to a strong start. Yeah.
The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. In this movie, Brendan Fraser goes to China and there's a...
don't know why that got me.
There's an old emperor who's returned from the dead to take over the world, I guess.
Yeah, it's always the plot.
Yeah.
They're going to destroy the world.
It's the other two movies except in China this time mm-hmm. with a dragon emperor rather than a mummy.
He was a mummy.
Kind of.
He was mummified in the clay.
Yeah.
Like the whatchamacallits. What are they called? The guys? It's going to annoy me if I can't think of this. They were the clay guys, you know, the guys
like
who were in
golem,
clay.
Golem. Say
the what?
Golem or
the
golem?
Golem? No, the guys. It's like one, when they line them up and they're all people from the ancient times. I've forgotten. You know what I'm talking about. They're from China. I'm just going to type in China man's. I can't type that, can I? China army in stone, I think. Because otherwise, I'm never going to be able to live this down. The terracotta army.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me. That's a weight off. Thank you. It's bad. It's a bad movie. I had a terrible time watching it. I never want to watch it again.
Yeah.
It's the same movie as the last one in China, as you said. They go to a lot of different places. I think they've really felt the need. They had to up the ante. To go to a lot of places. What if this time they went into the snow place? Because the last time they were in the sand place. And what's the opposite of sand? Snow. What if a mummy was in the snow? That'd be cool, right? And we'll get Brendan Fraser back. We won't get Rachel Weisz back. Or Arnold Vosloo. Apparently you told me that he read the script and he thought it sucked.
Yeah.
It does suck.
Apparently he originally was supposed to come back and team up with Brendan Fraser.
What?
Yeah, it was going to be like a Terminator 2 sort of thing where he becomes a good guy to take down the bad guys.
Oh, God. United in a common goal. Racism. Jeez, that would have been awesome. That would have been sick. That would have put this movie up to the top tier for me.
Yeah.
If he had come back and they'd have done Terminator 2, that would have been something. But this is just, it felt like they do exactly that, but without him. And just what would make that kind of interesting,
yeah.
I suppose. It's just so odd. I don't think anybody was paying attention when we were watching this. We were just like,
nah.
So checked out. It's not a movie you need to pay attention to. It's because nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. You got their son, who is a man now. He's constantly insisting he doesn't like Asians. He doesn't like this one Asian. He doesn't like this girl. And I love that line where he says, there's nothing romantic between us. You got tombs. I raid them. You like knives. I like guns. We're nothing alike. I'm like, what are you talking about? Just say you don't like Asians and be done with it. But of course, they have to set up that they actually do like each other and they're romantically involved, a la Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah.
It has to be like that. But Jesus Christ, I don't know. I don't know what happened in this movie. They run through like Shanghai with like a bunch of fireworks going off. That was something. I don't know why. I don't know how or why they go from place to place or like what drives them to go to a different place. It's just like I suddenly check back in mentally and I'm like, oh, they're in China now. Oh, they're in like the snow now. I have 2 points of reference for this movie. They were in Shanghai and they're in the snow. And
pretty much
that's it. That's all I remember.
And that's about all there is.
Yeah. And they're in like the temple place.
Yeah.
Where they resurrect a bunch of zombies.
And Michelle Yeoh's there.
Michelle Yeoh's there, yeah. Wasted.
Yeah.
She's wasted in this movie. She does nothing. She just comes back. I don't care about her at all because she's immortal and her daughter is immortal. And she's like, oh, we've got to give up our immortality to defeat the Chinese mummy. And that's like, we don't spend enough time with them to understand why that's a big deal or why we should care. I'm like, yeah, she's had a good run. Like, what does it matter if she has to give up her immortality? She's probably glad of it. She probably doesn't care. And there's nothing, man.
Yeah, I think this is like one of those like pretty famously bad movies. Remember when it came out, like the amount of backlash towards it.
Uh-huh. You know from the title.
Yeah.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. That's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
Yeah, I think it came out like, I think it was the same year as Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. So people were just like really angry that year at the big blockbuster movie.
Yeah, I bet. Oh man, yeah, it was as well. Oh my god, it was a rough year, 2008. Yeah. But some pretty good movies came out in 2008, so, you know, they got their fill.
Yeah, true.
Oh dear. I don't know, it's like, it's been like 23 years in movie, in the universe, but Brendan Fraser hasn't aged a day. His son is about 30 years old.
I think there's like, it's like 13 year age difference between them, but it doesn't really look like there's any age difference between them. They look about the same age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Brendan Fraser kept himself in good neck.
Yeah.
So why not? He was still like a stud back in 2008. Some would argue he's still a stud now.
I do like the fact that they like switch it up, like in terms of locale and like the mythology and stuff. And I think like ancient China, there's a lot of really interesting stuff that you can dive into. And there are like points where they start like exploring it, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting, but I don't think they really do anything cool with it. No. They don't really get creative with it.
They don't care about it they did with that first one,
no.
Where they felt like they knew a lot about Egypt in that time. Maybe I would have liked a different team working on this, somebody or like people who were really into that era of China, to sort of imbue it with a bit more history, like felt like there was a bit more passion in it. In that way, I guess like you could have made a pretty good trilogy, like his mummies just in different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And you can make each one a different part of the world and learn the history of it. And Brendan Fraser goes on crazy adventures, taking down mummies. But they didn't care. They didn't care about that.
No, I think there was potential to be creative and do some interesting stuff, but they just didn't really do it.
No.
This one just kind of has, I think, a lot of the same issues as the second one, where it's just kind of lacking any passion or care. It's just kind of just exists to make money.
Yeah. What, did it make money? I bet it did.
I'm not too sure.
We'll see. Let's have a look. Have a look. What is this called? The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor?
I seem to remember that it lost money because of how expensive it was, but I could be thinking of something different.
It's very grand. It's trying to be grand. You got these like insane set pieces right at the end, where I guess a lot of it was heavily relying on the VFX work, with these like armies of guys and the mummies. Budget 145 million, box office 403 million.
Oh, I guess it wasn't too bad then.
No, not too bad. You know, people, I guess, they still wanted to see Brendan Fraser. I don't know if he was like a big draw back in 2008. I'm sure he was.
I think it was like towards the end of when he was like a big, like, yeah, draw.
Yeah, when he was the star, when he was the leading man.
Yeah.
He's making his comeback. Soon he'll be the leading man once more, but we're getting him in like really fucked up movies that you don't really want to watch. Why not?
Rachel Weisz obviously isn't back for this one because she read the script and thought it sucked.
Good for her. She went and did The Fountain instead. Did that come out that same year?
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah. Well, that's so much fucking better. No, it's 2 years before, actually.
Ah, fair.
Okay, maybe not. But that's so much fucking better. She's had that kind of arc, as well as Brendan Fraser. I suppose they're both doing strange movies now. They're both doing weird stuff.
And yeah.
Getting on board with some weird directors.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I do think it's good. I think, as we say, these are products of their time. There's no way that you could make these kinds of movies nowadays.
And I think the time for that is past. I look at a lot of movies from that time and think there's no way. Even like we're seeing like a decline in like comedy now, where like they're not even releasing comedy movies anymore. And they have to be like they're so much so that the fucking Golden Globes have to split their awards between like we have to do a lump award for musicals and comedy. That's how we have to do things.
Yeah.
They're not even releasing. It's definitely shifting. It's a weird place to be in. I'm not going to say like, oh, I wish they were releasing movies like this now, because they don't. But again, there's still that like piggybacking off of these titles that did really well.
Yeah.
It's just they're piggybacking from titles that did well when these came out, or like back in the day, in like the 80s and the 90s. And this has so much of the air of that mindset. Well, you know, The Mummy did bloody well. Make more than Mummy. And they even didn't stop at this one, apparently. I don't think they will anymore.
No. I think this film like came at a very awkward time where it is like where the current landscape of cinema, like how it is now, was just starting to become the norm. Like obviously
it's the same year as Iron Man.
Yeah. I was gonna say the MCU was just starting, and I think that kind of shifted literally everything.
Mm-hmm. That was the beginning.
Yeah.
No more room for The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Bit of a shame, but not really.
Nah.
Well, we stopped talking about the movie, but I don't have anything else to say about the movie. I just don't like it. I don't care about what it has to say.
The effects work. It's very hit or miss. Most of it looks really awful. Sometimes it looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like those Yetis, they looked all right, I guess.
They look fine. They were like the best part.
But was
when
like
the avalanche came down, they were like, fuck.
Yeah.
We gotta shield them with our Yeti bodies. That was insane. That was like the only part where I was like, oh, okay, something happened.
Yeah. There's a lot of like water stuff in the movie as well that looks really awful. It looks like something from like Spy Kids or something.
Yeah, it does. It's not good. No, I don't like it. It's no Avatar.
No.
It's no Pixar, whatever they were going for. I think they probably had it down sooner in 2008 than whatever's going on in this movie. You know, still bad writing, still a bad script. Don't really blame Arnold and Rachel for not wanting to be in this movie, because it is. It's so dull that you stop paying attention to it. You don't even like, it's like the worst kind of script. It's like, this isn't even like bad in a funny way. It's just bad and boring in the worst way possible. And it's so goddamn long. It's so long. There's no reason for these movies to be as long as they are. It's so obnoxious. But, you know, and oh my God, you've done, hate that line. I hate this line. You dance pretty well for a lady. And then that's what Brendan Fraser says to fucking the actress who replaced Rachel Weisz. She was like, oh, you dance pretty well for a lady. No, it wasn't. It was fucking, oh, it was someone. She goes, someone told me to stop living on the sidelines. And he says, he sounds like a pretty smart guy. She says, he is. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? Who thought that was good? You didn't need to put that in there. The ending of this movie is so fucking bad as well.
Yeah.
The fucking Rachel Weisz's brother, he's like, well, I don't want to be in America anymore. I don't know whatever it was. I don't want to be, don't want to have my nightclub anymore. I'm going to Peru. Peru, here I come. And it ends with just like a card on the screen that says, soon after, mummies were found in Peru. Like, what are you? And that's the end of the movie. That's the end of the movie. What are you? Why did you do that? What was the point? What does that mean? What does that fucking mean? That was insane. That's an insane way to end this movie.
Apparently, there were plans for like another trilogy that was going to have, it was just going to be all about mummy. His son.
Oh, God. Yeah. That would have been bad. I'm glad they didn't make that. Oh dear.
Yeah
don't like him. And the amount of times these people like get thrown around and tossed into things, they're just people. They break like any other man. Why are they not dead? At every point you just get, I don't know, forced, chucked into something happens, they break their bones or whatever. They should be dead a million times over in all of these movies, but they're not. Oh well, that's The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. I didn't like the villain either. I don't think he was very good.
I don't know.
They did enough with him to make him intriguing, like to make us care that he existed. Well, he was coming back. I think that's like an interesting concept, you know,
Yeah.
I think there's stuff here. That's what's very frustrating about it, is that you can see where they could have made a good movie, but they just didn't. No one cared.
Yeah. One of the villains from Lethal Weapon 4.
Is it?
Yeah, Jet Li.
Oh, yeah. Him. Wasted.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you to Rob Cohen. Not even bloody Stephen Sommers wanted to come back.
No, he was too busy directing the G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, how did that go? Well,
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
No, I don't know. That's the end, then. That is the end. I also found it weird how their son was American in this movie when he was British in the last one.
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
He grew up in, like, where do they grow up? Where is he growing up? I don't know. Do they live in Egypt? Do they live in... They must do, because they're always in Egypt. So I guess he just took after his mother with a British accent. But then over the course of... I guess it was like, I prefer dad now.
Yeah, maybe.
Mum doesn't look the same. I prefer dad now. That was such a stupid-ass line. And she, the actress who replaced Rachel Weisz, she was like, is the character the same as you? Honestly, I can say she's a completely different person. I'm like, nice one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Peru, here I come. We're going to rate this one out of Peru.
Okay.
No, fuck it.
Yeah, bad movie. Super forgettable. I've actually seen this now twice within the last year. Because when me and Darcy were staying at our parents, last, whenever that was, it was just on TV.
Oh my God.
So we watched it.
There we go.
And Darcy forgot about it. She didn't realise she'd watched it before until I told her. And she was like, oh fuck, that film was awful.
It is an insanely forgettable movie.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully I'll never watch it again.
But you never know.
Yeah, you never know. 2 Perus out of 10.
This is the kind of movie that people watch over and over again, because it was just on TV. This is that kind of movie, and you go back to it and you're like, oh, this sucks. It's I'm sure it sucked the whole time. And I'm sure people aren't like, oh man, this was really good, and then I came back to it and it was really bad. I don't understand. I'm sure it was the kind of movie that it always sucked. But yeah, again, one of those product of its time movies. I never want to watch it again. I have no nostalgia for these movies. I just like the first one. Should have stopped there. Brendan Fraser forever. 2 Perus out of 10.
Darcy rates this movie a 2 out of 10.
Thanks.
Nice. We did it.
We did it. We slaved the day away watching these movies. It was exhausting, and now we're done forever. Wonderful. That's that. 124 episodes in. Feeling good about it.
Yeah.
In the next episode, we have a show to watch. Season 1 of a show recommended by Darcy. Glee. Glee Season 1. That's on Disney Plus. You've got that. Watch it and find out the truth. Why are these kids in Glee? Why do they sing so much? All shall be revealed in the next episode of the Sunday Movie Marathon. Follow the social media. YouTube, the Sunday Movie Marathon. Instagram, at Sunday Movie Pod. Twitter, at Sunday Movie Pod. Facebook, at Sunday Movie Marathon. Letterboxd, at Sunday MM. Capital S, capital MM. Remember to like, subscribe, rate the podcast 5 stars on Spotify and other places if you can, please. Any last words?
Thank you, Brendan.
Thanks, Brendan. Coming at us with another great one movie, if it was even great. You know, some more classic from his repertoire. I have watched more Brendan Fraser movies this year than I have ever before in any year or in my life.
It's a great time to start.
The Renaissance is coming. It's here to stay. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Sunday Movie Marathon. 2 weeks' time.
Good night.